That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Well, Mercury has finally ended its retrograde, and all of us are going to feel our lives moving forward. We're coming into the fall equinox this next week. My favorite months are October and May, plus the power points of the equinox and the solstice. That's when I truly feel balanced. Most of us have been going through a consciousness upgrade. Now is the time of endings and preparing for new beginnings. We are still processing out our old habits and clearing, which should come to an end by late January 2024, when Pluto moves back into Aquarius. I urge you to take a stand and allow these endings to come to completion. Really access what is truly relevant for you now. Many things are complete, and we are now moving into a higher state of consciousness. Don't reach for or overdo anything that you might be trying to make work out. Instead, look at what fresh new growth is wanting to come into your life. There are so many new ideas and opportunities coming forward at this time. We are now looking at the polarities in our life, as we move out of Virgo Pisces into Libra Aries. This year, back in May, our nodal axis moved from Taurus Scorpio into Aries Libra. There is a lot of new, fresh energy coming your way. Neptune and Saturn are still in Pisces, and Chiron and the North Node is in Aries. We are going to have some real changes. Real material manifested, tangible and truly seismic changes as we end September. there will be a disintegration of certain things that have been over-focused on, especially in politics. Be aware if you have overstressed. When we had those difficult Saturn-Uranus squares, that is when it all started, back in 2020. Late 2021 into 2022 is the area you may want to look at and do some shadow work. That is where these new stress injuries have come up. I use the word stress injuries because logic is important, emotions are important, emotions are more important, and our emotions and our subconscious is what causes our stress. And they can be injurious to our psyche. So be aware and be careful. People find that work in their life or things that give them a result, and they get over-invested in it, or they become overconfident or obsessed with it, like over-exercising or focusing on just one game or one song and playing it over and over again. And that can lead you to overusing your energy and basically can disintegrate all of your other energy connections. It's very normal or easy to have circuit breakers blow out or to have electrical issues in your home. I had to have an electrician come to fix my upstairs fan, which is funny because it had stopped working and caused a stagnant airflow. Of course, it may have had a little help from one of my house guests. Some people are finding that they have to upgrade their circuit breakers as well. Electrical energy and how it works is very, very interesting. We came out of the energy of Taurus Scorpio, which is romanticized energy. But now we have the obvious, the tangible, the visible energy to deal with. The inner vision, the inner desires we have going on, how does that line up with our outer reality? Are we daydreaming, or is it possible to achieve our desires? This is good to do, because the energy needs to become real, to come together, to be tangible. And we have a real manifestation happening here with this fresh, new energy. It's very exciting. August showed us what we don't want in our life anymore. Whatever that is, just get it out. Don't overthink it. Just get it out. I'm seeing a lot of people overthink things that can give them a cosmic headache. Too much planning. Too much hesitance to take action. Everything has to be perfect. Of course, that never happens. What is the cost of planning, being logical, budgeting? Be careful of getting that all out of balance. September calls for everyone to create a balance across the board in their lives. As we move into the Libra energies on the 22nd, the Sun will conjoin the nodal axis for the first time, and we will, in the month of September, begin to feel the energies of what this next nodal axis change means. However, it won't actually conjunct until after the Libra eclipse on October 14th. Then we will have an understanding of what all this energy actually means. What is the next challenge in my life? Where is my imbalance? It will become very obvious, especially in October. In September, we became aware of where there is any area of imbalance in our lives and in our daily routine. Any extremes, polarity, unsustainability, which is about to get really obvious in October. It will begin to build after the fall equinox. You can do a lot of work in September with a part of your life that is out of balance. Diet, work cycle, routine, workaholic. Try to place new conditions or new strategies pertaining to your energy, and you will do better. When the Sun hits the nodal point for the first time, as it will in October, that is the revealing point, when the Sun will reveal or put a light on what you have to work on during this time frame, the next 18 months, while the nodes are in Aries Libra. And that should correspond with your astrology birth chart, which shows the houses where your Aries and Libra are. It will affect the area of your life that the houses are in. The nodes are a great learning and growth opportunity. They help the soul get real or realigned with that which is neglected or out of balance. To me, all this is beautiful because it's a cycle and it goes on and on. It's a part of creation and of life, and it's absolutely amazing. September is not the month to have an attitude like, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing, or to have an immature attitude. The North Node in Aries can be quite a procrastinator. I have plenty of time to get that degree or work on my diet. Yes, I have minor health problems, but I really don't need to go to a doctor and have a checkup right now. These two nodes can be a pitfall. I don't want to get to the root canal because I'm scared to go to the dentist. My heart may be fluttering, but I'm really okay. I don't want to pay my taxes because I can't afford it right now. This all is called adolescent psychology, and we are being tested with this right now. The way we address these issues will show up and affect us in October. Now, Pluto is getting way back into Capricorn. It slipped back into 27 degrees. The wrecking ball is in the final stages of doing its thing. Many of the things we have always relied upon are becoming unsustainable. This 15-year Pluto transit has been very powerful regarding economy, status, material power, ownership, hierarchy. However, that all will begin to disintegrate at the core level. Pluto in Capricorn is so tired, and there's a lot to learn about that. It has to do with friction, with reliance and overtrust in the monetary and trade dimension. It has to do with fear, the fear of self-expression. The energy is in social-generated ideas, but not very evenly distributed. The force is that no one can add to the ideas or contribute, but this will all begin to crumble and even to deteriorate. Keep your eye on those stress injuries. There has been overthinking, overstressing, loss of sleep, causing permanent damage in some people. This relates to whether they can experience peace in their lives. A lot of healing for this will not come until Pluto is finally in Aquarius. The energy now will come in the form of withdrawing or reinventing. I want to talk a bit about the weaving energy that's present by combining many components, many habits and materials to create a different system in your life. Be careful about too much singularity, about trying to force things to happen too quickly. You need to understand the currents before you can head down the waters. September brings us that direction, ahead of the October eclipses. Now we're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of September 11th through September 16th, 2023. Whether you are searching for a new love or a new career, this week is brimming with exciting and refreshing energy. While you are feeling a bit overwhelmed by the intense amount of work you have to do, and how fast it's building up. Thursday, you'll have the strength and stamina to tackle anything necessary to get the job done. On Thursday, The new moon in Virgo brings confidence and opportunity. It makes the triple harmony, grand earth trine, to eclectic Uranus and transforming Pluto. The earth element likes to accomplish tangible tasks, so you can say, I accomplished my goal, and you can actually point to it. Psychic Neptune adds energy to the grand trine to help you open up to your higher vision and connect with your ascension energies. Then bring that down to earth with help of this grand earth trine. A sacred Sabian symbol for the Virgo new moon is a royal coat of arms enriched with precious stones. Find your own meaning for the coming months. One suggestion is tapping into your ancestral roots by combining worldly power with the spiritual and healing power of crystals and stones. Mercury is slowing down to end his retrograde cycle on Friday the 15th. Did you clean and organize your closets or garage? Luckily, balance returns and all the setbacks and delays in the recent weeks dissolve. Many compromises will have to be met following this change of Mercury's direction, particularly around the strikes as well as fears regarding health matters. The moon moves into Libra, making for a social weekend. The sun makes a harmonious trine to Uranus on Friday evening. This is very friendly for gathering with new and old friends, particularly if you do something out of your normal routine. The week's energy is filled with love, and Saturday is filled with passion and sweet sentiment in equal measure. If you are dating on Saturday evening, don't allow pressure to push you into anything you're not ready for. Slow down and arrange for a group date or insist on getting home at a reasonable hour. Sunday brings sudden opportunities out of nowhere, so stay alert. Say yes when the good offer arrives. You'll be glad you did. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. Now I would like to talk about some transits. The Aries Libra energy feels like you're bouncing back and forth between extremes. Like one day, all we want to do is listen to music. The next day, we don't want to do anything with it. There's a lot to learn here. Most of us will have to plan our daily experiences and then be sure to adhere to it and learn to make more mature decisions. All of the outer planets are now retrograde, which they do once a year, but the fact is that they are all retrograde at the same time this year, and this is the issue. People are fluctuating in September. If I go this way, then this will happen. If I go that way, then that will happen. And they are very undecided. The new nodes are very harmony focused. They like things to match. They like the clothes they wear to match the seasons. They like the harmony, the ancestral traditions. I wore a poodle skirt and saddle shoes back in the 50s, and I learned fashion, and I love everything to match, so this change feels real good to me. This weekend is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and it's very traditional. However, it is not a time to allow fads and trends to turn you away from what naturally works. You cannot decide to harvest your crops in late December. They must be done in season. There has been some woke craziness about all that. Are we going to do unnatural things just to prove something to ourselves? Or can we work in a more coherent, natural situation? You can't change nature. It is what it is. Another thing about this is that we have Mars and Libra conjuncting the South Node near the end of September. We can really get caught up with channeling up our ancestral traditions, ancestral movement, in a very direct way. This is going to be very interesting. I am now living in my mother's family home, and it's only recently that I have really felt the timeline and the importance of ancestral property, the family home. It's a deep, deep feeling and very respected. Late 2023 will be about how you can evolve and bring all this energy forth and not get clogged up. There will be a lot of energy coming through, and you need to work with it in some way. You can't allow it to stagnate, or the circuit board will burn out. Mars conjuncts the South Node in Libra. Try to understand that meaning, especially if you are having some grand spiritual ideas, feeling about your life path, momentum, your goals. Please understand that you need to be actively planning and moving forward and trying to balance out your life in this new area of energy as we end September. Saturn retrograde in Pisces moves back to 1 degree, which is on the Pisces-Aquarius cusp, and Saturn feels overwhelmed in the sign of Pisces. And for many, it feels like, I know we're in new territory, and I know I need to pioneer something new, but I'm going back to my comfort zone, to what I have been doing right along, before I move ahead. Just understand that the feeling is transient, especially as we go through the next few years, 2024, 2025, and 2026. The feeling of I want to wade in the water with something new and then come back to my familiar beach, my familiar safety point. Well, that can work for now, but as we move past April of 2024, that just can't work any longer. Allow it for now, if that's what you like. But eventually, you're going to have to make a choice. This month, we have Mercury retrograde in Virgo, Uranus retrograde in Taurus, Neptune and Saturn retrograde in Pisces. This means that some things will have to be redone, or that there has to be certain resolutions made on a material level that gets us out of all this grazing. People don't have all the benefits of anything because they won't choose. What we need as we go through these transits is resolution and acceptance, especially acceptance. It has been so overwhelming, our own decision-making process, and we have to grow and move forward. When people get stuck in these middle zones, not wanting to settle for anything, not wanting to get chained down, or thinking always that there's something better down the road, but it isn't really that. This indecision chains you down. Overthinking is too much for one person to be invested in so many different places. It's just not healthy. What we see in September is the retrograde Earth trine into 2024. And that is that something's got to give. Something's got to change. Try to get a general understanding of what it is you want to do. Then ask yourself, is this possible? Can I really bring this in on the material level? When you're in this middle zone, you have so many irons in the fire. So many compelling possibilities. So sit down and take the time to visualize that one at a time and see how you feel about it in the subconscious level. Take your time and feel the energy for each one of them. Don't underestimate the power of considering all your possibilities. Give that time to yourself. Then, based on the results, the feelings, the context of certain paths you are visualizing, compare it to the ultimate, to the outcome, to the results. Now, that doesn't mean that if you do all this, it will happen. Don't allow yourself to be superstitious, especially with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. So this is where we're at in September of 2023. We're going through our choices, we're visualizing the possible outcomes, and we're making decisions. Try to flow with it all and depolarize yourself. So much is going on out there. Watch it all form and change. It will, for the better. And that's the blessings of life. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time for our station break. I'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that song was And Peace Begins by Elizabeth Hepburn. I figured we needed to listen to that tonight, since I'm encouraging all of you to try to find that peace within yourselves during the month of September. In order for things to change, grow, and ascend, we have to go through many uncomfortable changes. We may also experience some difficult times in our communities. We need flexibility in order to adapt to the coming experiences. These Aquarian energies can balance any excess spending or political clashes with the help of some new knowledge coming from our galactic neighbors and artificial intelligence. Our intuition and imagination will soar to new heights in 2024, and this will be reflected in our movies, in our leadership, and in our new ideas. I do have some practical predictions, but remember, this is just what's in the energies now and is subject to change. So here are a few. There will be a food shortage crisis, and we all know that, but we do not really know to what extent. I think it will go on for several years. The wall will be rebuilt down in Texas, Mexico. And something ugly coming across from Mexico is the reason, and it could be diseases. People will be rioting in many countries because of imbalance. A major earthquake in the Middle East causes Israel and Palestine to reach a peace agreement. Israel will destroy Iran's nuclear research area to stop them from becoming a worldwide threat. There is a conflict in the South China Sea, and there will be military aggression towards Taiwan. Putin has a life-threatening disease, which I've mentioned before, and I don't think he's going to be on the planet much longer. The United States will begin to break up into territories because of the change in the money system. Much of the country will be using cyber money for exchange, and this is going to be over a period of time. There will be initial riots and possible martial law in many areas of the United States. The present leaders will not be able to rule because of the turmoil. This has to do with big government trying to change the money system. There's a lot going on worldwide that many people will be deeply concerned about. But let not your heart be troubled. God in the universe always provides. Take this time to hook up with the universal energies that are always there for you. It's simple and straightforward. And remember, you are part of the solution. Well, we've come to the end of the program tonight. We have the meditation coming. We also have a song that I want to dedicate to Max Wiesen, who passed away in July. And the song is Come to Me, My Lord by William Vitalis. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. I'll be back next week with more information. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are of your time, unless I spread my arms wide. How will I know your heart is with mine, unless I feel you so deep inside? Oh, who makes my voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs the light ladders in tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. out of fear into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
We tell the truth. We play it fair. We learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. We talk a while, and peace begins. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow, and then renew it. A handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tensions arise, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving. Is ours, we radiate it.